It's Tuesday, December 1st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft's creepy patent, macOS now available on demand, and why gaming demographics matter. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft is getting criticism for its productivity score technology, which is intended to measure how much workers use email, chat, and other tools, as a new patent has emerged that uses technology to score meetings using body language, facial expressions, room temperature, time of day, the number of people in a meeting, and other data. The Meeting Insight Computing System then predicts the likelihood the group will hold a high-quality meeting, and it can flag potential challenges when a meeting is set up. It is notable this is a patent, not a product. By default, the existing reports let managers drill down into data on individual employees. The tools were first released in 2019 and are opt-in by IT administrators. Why do we care? So many reasons, so little time. Tactically, IT should be working with the business to understand the use of this technology. Let me observe that no amount of technology is going to compensate for bad management. That's where the strategy comes in. The technology services company that talks about the whiz-bang feature here is missing the actual value of engaging with their customers to understand the business process and challenges and identifying which products and technology help there and which should not be used. All that said, I think there's a distinctly creepy factor here. Amazon's reInvent conference is going on virtually, and on Monday night, the company announced that AWS is now providing macOS on demand in the cloud for the first time. The offering is focused on developers and provides Mac minis in the cloud. Notably, these are the i7 versions, not the new M1 Mac minis, and AWS does allow them to connect to its Nitro system. The company indicated that M1 minis will be rolling out early next year. Of note, AWS is not virtualizing the hardware. Instead, this is a dedicated device in the cloud. It's not cheap, priced at $1.08 per hour, billed by the second, which results in about $26 a day for use. While it's not clear how much Amazon and Apple partnered for the offering, Apple's VP of Worldwide Marketing was quoted in the press release. Why do we care? Today is really a solid day for news. First, let's acknowledge Apple still doesn't support virtualization, and so the solution? Throw a ton of hardware at it. Dedicated systems. That said, the idea of elastic computing continues to expand, and here you see it again. Dynamic macOS installations, even with this approach, extends the capabilities to most now modern operating systems. Also to watch for, you aren't limited on how these can be used specifically to developers. It's an expensive, but now possible within AWS, desktop as a service solution, and also could result in some new innovations as well. Infrastructure is really changing. Bit of lighthearted data here. Industry tracking group NPD has given a bit of insight into where all our time goes. The report found that 4 out of 5 consumers in the US played a video game in the last 6 months. And more importantly, those consumers are spending 26% more time and 33% more money on games than the same period last year. Also of note, it's not just young people. Spending on gaming for Americans 45 to 54 increased 76%, and for those between 55 and 64, it increased 29%. It's not just mobile, too. Console spending is on the rise. Why do we care? This is a market stat. Remember, video games as a sector is a bigger slice of entertainment than movies and music combined. Here's what it speaks to me. Demographics. You might not be thinking of Americans 45 to 54 as a gaming demographic, but they are. In fact, it also speaks to the change in technology perception. 30 years ago, video games were niche and focused on children or a small subset of adults. Just like technology in general, now it permeates society. That's why this jumped out at me. Not just the market's growth, but societal change as well. Introducing Gatekeeper from Calyptic Security. Zero Trust Access, securing RDP and SSH connections with two-factor authentication without open ports to the internet, client installs, or VPN. 2 years of partner-driven development brings audit-friendly access across all types of devices. Reduce stress and implement proper safeguards as advised by the FBI, NSA, and DHS, all in a purpose-built solution for small businesses. Interested? Learn even more by visiting calyptics.com/gatekeeper, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.